As a child, I felt left out spiritually because I would never meet Buddha or Krishna, and my eyes would never see someone raised from the dead or water turned to wine. Now I realize that it isn't the miracle that creates the believer. Instead, we are all believers. We believe that the illusion of the material world is completely real. That belief is our only prison. After many centuries of saints and seers, only a few individuals can open to radical change in their belief system. Even so, our beliefs must eventually shift to conform to reality, since in the quantum world, belief creates reality. As we will see, our true home is the light, and our true role is to create endlessly from the infinite storehouse of possibilities located at the virtual level. Strange powers. For all things are possible with God. Mark 10:27. If there are two realities competing for our allegiance, the material and the spiritual, why should we abandon the material? And since God doesn't interfere to bring even the bare necessities to millions of poor people, disbelief makes sense. Yet disbelief doesn't seem to work either. There are mysterious phenomena that can be explained only in terms of an invisible domain that is our source in the sacred. It is the home of our intelligence and our sense of order in the universe. To prove that such a place exists, we look to a vast range of anomalies on the fringes of ordinary events. These include inspiration and insight, geniuses, child prodigies and savants, memory of former lifetimes, telepathy and ESP, alter egos, multiple personality syndrome, synchronicity, clairvoyance and prophecy. Diverse as these are, these fringe phenomena all take us beyond our present knowledge of the brain into the regions of the mind field that are closest to God. The brain is a receiver of mind, like a radio receiving signals from a faraway source. It will become clearer that quantum reality, the zone of miracles, is a place very nearby. When you feel inspired, more than ordinary thinking is involved. There is a sense of being uplifted, of suddenly breaking through. Old boundaries fall away, and one feels, if only for a moment, a rush of liberation. If the inspiration is powerful enough, one's whole life can be changed. There are insights so potent that years of patterned behavior can change in an instant. I believe that life events do not unfold randomly. All of us have reflected on turning points in our lives and seen that lessons came our way at exactly the time we needed them. Some hidden intelligence seems to know when and how to transform us, often when we least expect it. By its nature, inspiration is transforming. It brings in spirit, and no model of the brain has come close to explaining how a cluster of neurons could transform itself. Inspiration is the perfect example of how the invisible level of reality works. Whatever is needed is provided. Your mind is a living intelligence, and it evolves, which is why fresh insight is needed. In the primitive stages of evolution, the leap from algae to plants was a leap of intelligence, a moment of inspiration, just as much as the discovery of relativity. At every level, to be inspired is a step toward greater liberation, and liberation is a choice. In the domain of the mind, there's both freedom and attachment. We make the choice which to attune to. Each person sets his own boundaries and breaks through them when the evolutionary impulse is felt. We've all met people whose problems are completely unnecessary, yet they lack the insight to find the solution. Inspiration must be sought and then allowed to dawn. Transformation must begin with trust that a higher intelligence exists and knows how to contact us.